Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Can you, should you, walk away from your mortgage? With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, a professor of law at the University of Arizona, which is just down the road from where I live, wrote an academic paper about the shame of the upside-down loan circumstances in which many American homeowners are drowning. Shame on the nation's banks, was his point. Professor Brent White says these overextended homeowners, estimated to be about 15 million Americans, would be better off financially if they walked away from their upside-down mortgages. He says they don't do it because their moral compass won't allow it, that it makes them ashamed to do it. Professor White respects the moral value, but says many people are ashamed to walk away from their mortgages because we live a double standard. A double standard that expects moral norms for Main Street and accepts market norms for Wall Street. Banks operate to maximize profits. Banks think about their interest and look out for themselves. Banks do this often at Main Street's expense. Professor White believes this double standard is what scares American homeowners into meeting the market norm mentality that puts them in this upside-down home negative equity situation. And I think he has a point. To me, the point is, think about what's in your best interest. Professor White isn't advocating anyone walk away from their mortgage unless they feel it's right for them. White says American homeowners must act on economic self-interest and determine what financial decisions, given their circumstances, might be right for them. He concludes, since shame doesn't work for banks, it shouldn't work for homeowners who are considering walking away from their homes. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with a family in mind.